Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
This is 90.9 WBUR. I'm Lisa Mullins. There was a verdict today from the judge in the trial of 20-year-old Michelle Carter. She's the woman accused of involuntary manslaughter and the suicide death of Conrad Roy in 2014. Both were teenagers at the time. WBUR's David Boeri is at the courthouse in Taunton. David, you've been covering this trial. It finished today with a judge's verdict. Tell us what it was and describe what happened in the courtroom.
The verdict was guilty of involuntary manslaughter, but it came after juvenile judge Lawrence Moniz found that the government had not proven its case beyond a reasonable doubt with regard to the first part of the alleged conduct. As he did that, you could see Michelle Carter's face turn from fear, all of a sudden a belief that she was going to be acquitted, to suddenly falling upon herself in horror, eyes wide open. She looked like an injured hawk in a corner.
You said the judge separated his decision into two parts, or at least the testimony into two parts that helped him arrive at his decision. The first part had to do with the text messages that were such a huge part of this case, where Michelle Carter had been texting back and forth with Conrad Roy prior to his taking his life. How did the judge address those texts in his verdict?
What he determined was that those text messages, despite all the attention they got and despite all the horror with which the audience and people beheld them, that they were not the significant turning point here. In order to be convicted of involuntary manslaughter, you have to prove that the defendant actually caused the death. Judge Moniz said that didn't happen. But then he turned to what happened after the text messages. Now, this goes to a case that he cited involving Worcester firefighters in 1999. In that case, there were two homeless people living in this warehouse. He accidentally knocked a candle over, set fire to the warehouse, and then left. Firefighters came into this burning warehouse not realizing how long the fire had gone on and died in the fire. The SJC, the state's highest court, ruled that when a defendant creates a risk, there is a duty to respond to the risk that that person has created. Here's what the judge said.
The Commonwealth has proven beyond a reasonable doubt that Ms. Carter's actions and also her failure to act, where she had a self-created duty to Mr. Roy, since she had put him into that toxic environment, constituted each and all wanton and reckless conduct.
And what the judge said, he described the information from her text after the suicide, that she can hear him coughing. She can hear the noise of the motor. She does nothing. And using the Worcester example, he said she had a duty to act.
Michelle Carter's lawyers had argued that she had been on medication for depression at the time of the suicide, and they produced a witness who testified that the medication made her, quote unquote, intoxicated. Did the judge not believe that?
He gave no credibility to that testimony. He really didn't address her mental health in this, apart from dismissing the testimony of the expert witness the defense called to testify about her suicidality.
Did the lawyers say if they're going to appeal?
Oh, this will automatically be appealed, and you can expect that there's some big issues, including the state does not have a statute that criminalizes encouraging someone to commit suicide. There's also not a statute that obligates someone to report.
And briefly, the possible sentence that Michelle Carter faces.
It's all over the map. It could be no time. It could be a maximum of 20 years. She is a juvenile, and that will enter into it as well.
David Boeri speaking to us from the courthouse in Taunton, where Michelle Carter today was found guilty of involuntary manslaughter in the death of Conrad Roy III.